This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us, first from the Powell Police Department covering activity from just a couple days ago. They include traffic stop, warning for failure to yield at a yield sign. So that's important if you do yield at that yield sign. That's what it says.
One of my favorite young drivers didn't like slowing down for yield signs.
Oh.
Well, you don't have to stop. I said, no, but you got to kind of pause there and make sure nothing's coming. She just roared right through.
Just race right by.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. You know who it is. I'll tell you.
Yeah. And FTS at a stop sign, too. Failure to stop. Really? They don't give you much of a choice at some of these signs.
No.
Yeah. Let's see. Traffic stop, registration required. Traffic stop, no license. Property lost. Lost wallet, owner called. It was in my pocket. Somebody stole it. No, it was right there.
Mm.
Animal Bites Coulter received a report of a person who had been bitten by a dog. Case under investigation. So that case file has a picture of Fluffy on it.
Baring its teeth.
It's like, yeah, I got a bitey dog, so I'm sure it's not going to cause me problems later.
No.
Property found, a seventh. Officer found a backpack at the football bleachers. Owner located, returned to them. So that's the high crime in Powell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Attempt to locate South Bend. Received request to assist in locating a subject that had not made it to their destination. Officers responded short time later. RP call back and advised. Person found, they made it to their destination. They were slower than anticipated.
Destination? Happy.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's like they were supposed to be here 5 minutes ago. Never mind, they're here. Animal noisy. Dogs that bark constantly on Avenue G. They're singers. Officer responded. Officer advised he didn't see or hear any dogs at the location the RP gave disposition. Nothing found. Why do we get a lot of those where the cops show up and there's no barking dog?
I know.
Yeah.
It's one of those transitory things. It's like, he just sped by here. Come and arrest it. Well,
yeah.
They sped off.
Yeah, they're not there anymore.
Right.
Animal stray, South Hamilton, received report of two dogs that were in the caller's yard. The owner came by, and then they are now back home, but the RP wanted them advised of the leash laws. Do you go scold them?
Be sure and wave a finger.
They were advised of the city ordinances. Oh, okay. Sorry. Animal stray, South Everts. Saved report of a large golden red and white spaniel type dog came out of the large parking lot and attempted to attack the RP's dogs. Officers responded. Dog was gone on arrival. So dogs are acting up now. So there you go.
Something in the air, man.
Yeah, I'm just summarizing what's going on in Powell. Yeah. Dogs are being a little wild. So traffic stop on West Coulter. Driver issued a warning for obstructed windshield. Disposition warning issued. This is at 7:30 at night. So and just a couple days ago. So I'm guessing it wasn't fog or it wasn't.
Maybe there was a drunk laying across his
hood. That could have been. Yeah.
That would obstruct your windshield.
Yeah. Or he had a newspaper on it. I don't know, you know. Disturbance north of Zorka. Received report of a neighbor who had friends over, and they were being extremely loud and stomping on the floor. An officer responded, advised he didn't hear any noise, but did speak with the resident about the complaint. They advised they were just talking to a friend on the phone and that the floor just squeaks. The RP was advised. Disposition completed.
I've got good news and bad news. I've made a bunch of new friends.
Yeah.
The bad news, they're all cloggers.
Yeah, they like to stomp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the floor just squeaks. There's a difference between a squeak and a stomp. quite a bit of different. Suspicious activity. West Coulter received a report of possible fraud. Officer responded, case under investigation. Frauders have to make their nut before December, Russ, before the Christmas rush.
Get your fraud early.
They've got to get it taken care of, or they may have to get a job.
They have to make room for the new frauds.
Yeah, so they're going to be calling, they're going to be mailing, they're going to be texting, they're going to be posting, they're going to be doing everything they can to get your money. So it's time to maybe wake up a little bit and pay attention, okay?
Well, you know, little frauders need Christmas morning, too.
They do, yeah. So, little fraudsty. So.
Joe Fraud Jr.
Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. Theft, Ponderosa Campground, suspicious truck driving through the campground, and a cooler was taken from one campsite after the truck drove through. Disposition CK. So even though the campgrounds are a little slow, you still can't keep your cooler out, okay?
And I just love it. I don't know. Maybe they took a peek inside first, but it's kind of like a porch pirate.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're getting.
No, they just grab it. But if you've got a nice Yeti out there,
that's or something, true.
Yeah, those are pricey. So.
Well, that would be the target itself, not the food inside.
Yeah.
I'm thinking these guys are looking for food and beer.
Yeah, food and beer. So, but we're all looking for food and beer, Russ.
And then they get down the street a little bit. They look inside. Oh, it belongs to a vegan.
Oh. Now that would be funny.
Yeah.
So. Miscellaneous assistance, Kent Avenue, RPS questions in reference to the above property and a drug bust that was there. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So, cops are not going to tell you about the drug bust, and they're not going to tell you if the property's worth anything after a drug bust. Is it cheaper now to buy that property now that drugs were there?
Did they leave any drugs behind?
Yeah. Theft, Wyoming home and ranch, tools stolen at Wyoming home and ranch. So
hard to ranch without tools.
Yeah. Animal stray, Blystein, brown and white, domesticated rat. Doesn't say any disposition on it.
What is the answer to?
I don't know. It's like bitey.
Squirmy.
We say it's domesticated. He might not be, though. Might just be a rat. But he lives in my house, and so he ran away. Let's see. Animal deceased canyon. Dead deer in the front yard under a tree. Referred to other agencies. So, yeah. And the grandkids are coming over. Oh! We hate grandma.
Now, I wonder. So, who do they? That's Game and Fish?
Yeah, that'd be Game and Fish has to go remove them.
I wonder if it's private property. I wonder if you'd get a charge.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Dead deer's removed for free.
Yeah.
Score.
Extra patrol request, Bighorn Avenue, white male, early 20s, about 5'6", and a little overweight.
Hey!
Had phone and charger with him, was plugged into the outlets. RP ran him off, and he came back. Disposition informational. He's using my electricity.
Ran him off.
He was a little overweight, but hey, he needed to run.
Maybe he's just looking for some good exercise. So.
I don't know.
The only way he can get motivated.
Have people chase him? Yeah, that could be. Traffic stop, 15th, cited for failure to signal, warning for speeding, warning for unsafe lane change, warning for failure to maintain a Wyoming license. Citation definitely issued to that guy.
Buddy, get your life together.
Yeah. Assist other agency, Livingston Elementary. DFS would like an officer to call them regarding a case they were working on last week. Disposition completed. So you get agencies and the grade school involved.
The case of the missing lunch money.
Yeah. That could be. Yeah. Or someone shoving someone on the playground.
Yeah.
So. Traffic complaint, Buffalo Bill Center of the West. RP reports Green Ford Explorer didn't stop while the bus had its stop sign out. Disposition unable to assist, so they will look at the film. So.
Let's go to the film, Jim.
Yeah. Theft on Kenmore. RP would like to speak to an officer regarding the neighbor stealing her cat. disposition, return to owner. Here's your stupid cat. Well,
you know, it's pretty hard to make a cat do anything.
I know.
It just prefers life at the neighbor's house. They've got a better brand of kitty food.
Unless he's in a burglar outfit and sneaking in and putting a cat in a bag. Got a cat in a bag. And then running out with the cat.
Maybe.
Like, 'cause you can't get cats anywhere, Russ.
No.
Except at shelters, well, you know, and they're free.
So they got a zillion.
You can adopt them, yeah. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they have cat locks to keep your cat safely in your home. Take out the cat lock.
They're hard to get on, but yeah. Once you do, they work good.
Yeah, you will be scratched quite a few times, so, by the way.